Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various designers from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
Ang daming information, di ba? Like sa internet. Pwede, kahit hindi ka naman mag-join ng Facebook group, masesearch mo yan sa Google. Or, kumbaga, given na yung knowledge, given na yung resources, pwede mo yan mahanap. Pero, dun tayo sa ano kasi, sa connections, dun sa relationships na mabibuild mo when you join a community.
Sara Alejandre is a social media manager and marketer for products, services, and personal brands. She is currently a community strategist helping business coaches convert community members into clients. In this episode, we talk about building an online community, the benefits in growing an online community, and many more. This is episode 25, and here's Sara Alejandre.
Hi, I'm Sari, and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode.
Hi, Sar! Welcome sa Creative Incubator.
Hi, Lad. Thank you for inviting me.
So, I'm excited, Sar, dito sa pag-uusapan natin. Ha? Kasi, kumbaga parang nasa isang community tayo, pero there are also communities na you're part of. And gusto namin malaman later din kung ano ba yung ginagawa mo within or bilang isang community builder or bilang isang community, ano man tawag, community member, parang ganyan. Pero before we talk about that, Sar, no, can you please introduce yourself and tell us more about what you do?
Okay, so hi everyone, I'm Sarister Alejandre, but I think it's too long and it's hard to spell din, so call me Sari instead. So I do a lot of things, and I started freelancing as a social media manager and marketer for product, service, and personal brands. But right now, I'm focusing on community management, and I'm currently one of the community managers of Passionate Creators Community.
Yes. You started as a social media manager, right?
Yes, yes.
Anong ginagawa mo nun as a social media manager?
Actually, yung start ko talaga was 2020, nung nagkaroon kami ng food business kasi it was parang online lang kasi siya. Kasi, di ba, pandemic nga. And then, parang naano ko sa graphic design with, designing yung mga, tawag dito, menu, ganyan. So, dun ako parang nagsimula na, okay, kaya ko pala tong gawin. So, hindi ko, community management agad. Medyo nag-start talaga ako sa SMM.
Bilang isang, kumbaga parang you're in the freelancing industry. From social media manager, paano ka nag-transition into community building?
I became interested when I joined PC. So yun, yung Passionate Creators Community, yun yung group natin. And then dun ko kasi parang na-experience yung value talaga ng pagiging member ng isang community. Na there I met like-minded individuals, yung values din nila nag-resonate sa akin, aligned sa akin. And yung personal growth ko talaga, kumbaga nagkaroon ako ng character development nung nag-join ako ng community na yun. Parang doon, na-realize ko na I can do a lot of things. I can do, like, sabihin natin yun, social media, I can create captions, ganun. Pero iba kasi yung impact if involved na yung ibang tao. And I think the best way to do that is through community building.
Pero bago tayo dun mapunta sa ikaw bilang isang community builder or community manager, ano yung naging pinaka-experience mo joining a different communities?
Marami. Most of the time kasi parang ako, lurker, kumbaga tingin-tingin lang. Kasi yung original goal ko talaga before was to find clients. Kumbaga, yun kasi yung sabi nila na dun ka maghanap ng clients sa mga Facebook groups, ganyan. Tapos aside from that, learning from kung sino yung mga nag-share doon ng knowledge nila, ng resources nila. So more of consumer, kumbaga. Tapos hindi, may mga groups kasi na they are more focused on promoting, sabihin natin, programs, events, ganyan. Hindi masyadong interactive. So, pero meron namang mga groups na very tight-knit. Pero I think it's doon lumalabas yung intentionality ng community. Na if ano ba talaga yung goal nila, magiging lang ba sila parang bulletin board, parang job posting pa ganun. So, maraming mga communities na ganun. And I realized na when I joined PC, iba siya.
Wow. Hindi ko na tatanong kung paano yung pagkakaiba. Medyo bias pag tinanong. Pareho tayong nasa passionate creators eh. No?
Pero, join na lang.
Oh, join na lang kayo sa passionate creators. Pero siguro ang question na lang would be, sir, ano no? Ano yung tingin mo as a consumer or nasabi mo kanina kasi bilang lurker din sa ibang mga community, ano yung parang pinakahinahanap mo bilang isang community member?
More on, I would say, yung camaraderie na part. Kasi, ang daming information, di ba? Like, sa internet. Pwede, kahit hindi ka naman mag-join ng Facebook group, masesearch mo yan sa Google or sabihin natin, mag-ano ka ng course, mag-enroll ka ng course. So, kumbaga, given na yung knowledge, given na yung resources, pwede mo yan mahanap. Pero, dun tayo sa ano kasi, sa connections, dun sa relationships na mabibuild mo when you join a community. Kasi, iba din yung, kumbaga, alam mo yung dapat mong gawin, tapos may mga kilala ka na mag-motivate, may magpupush, mag-i-inspire sa'yo, na gawin yung dapat mong gawin. So, I think, if you're part of an engaging community, a strong community, you are helping one another. And yun yung, ano, yun yung nakikita ko na essential for an online community. For it to, kumbaga, to grow, to thrive.
Pag sinabi bang engaging, dapat, kumbaga, parang as a community member, dapat nakikipag-engage ako or nakikipag-usap sa mga community members din?
Ideally, oo. Kasi parang ano lang siya, kumbaga, sabihin natin, kung physical, like sa barangay nyo. Yun talaga example ko. No? Sa barangay nyo. Gusto mo malaman if like, for example, may tawag dito, may tawag, parang may doctor na may clinic, ganyan, tapos may barangay events, activities, parang mas mafe-feel mo yung pagkakaisa. Updated ka sa mga ganap. Tapos mas nakikilala mo din yung mga neighbors mo, ganyan. Parang ganun siya, na no man is an island kasi. So, it's best talaga na parang you treat it as like any other relationship. Na parang ano lang, like physical, face-to-face. Parang ganun naman siya. And since ngayon nga, ano, pandemic pa. So, best talaga na i-leverage natin yung online communities that we are part of.
Yeah, ano talaga eh, kumbaga parang it's a two-way relationship eh, no?
Mm.
Kumbaga parang hindi ibig sabihin na you're on a community. May nabasa ako eh kay Coach Harry Singh. So, meron akong nakita kasi na post from Coach Harry Singh. So, hi Coach, kung nakikinig ka man.
Hi Coach.
Sabi niya dito, many people needing support end up confused and disappointed because they equate being a member of a group to being part of a community. Parang ang yung mga ibang tao pag sinabi nila na oy part ako ng community, nasa group ako nun, part ako ng community, pero it doesn't mean na you're already part of the community kasi walang engagement or wala namang interaction, parang ganun. That's how I interpret it, pero kung meron ibang interpretation yung sinabi ni Coach Harry doon, let me know, parang ganun. Pero yun nga, na hindi lang ibig sabihin nga na nasa isang community ka is you're already part of that community, you're part of that group. Pero bilang isang community member, meron din parang responsibility na you engage with the people, na you also share values. Okay lang na maging lurker, 'di ba? Pero minsan kahit mag-like up, okay na rin yung ganun. Basta yung ayo ano, no? Oh, liker if it's a lurker. Pero yun nga na you build relationship inside the community. Yan. Kaya magandang ano nga yun, magandang reason din to join communities, no? Pero sir, if you have ano naman, personal preference in joining a community, ano yung pinakainahanap mo bukod sa connections?
Siguro yung values ng mga ano, ng mga leadership, kasi 'di ba, yung community is may mga tao behind it, may nagli-lead ng community na yun. So gusto ko na like aligned sa values ko. Kasi whatever knowledge or ano man yan, strategies na i-share nila, kung yung intention behind it is wrong, parang ano na ako doon, parang okay, back off, parang mag-aalangan na ako. So, yun yung ano, yung parang ino-observe ko din yan with the leaders of different communities na if ano ba, if they walk the talk, ganyan, if yung integrity, of course, importante yun. So, yun, values, I would say.
And I would also say na bilang isang community owner or sa mga community builder din dyan, no, na very important for you to have strong values or parang kumbaga parang ano eh, yung core values mo are aligned with the people na that you are, yes, helping, no? Kasi kahit anong values pa yung meron ka, syempre basta ethical, legal, mga ganyan. Pero ano eh, people also find that very strong and very effective when joining a community, no? Pero ano lang, kasi pag-uusapan natin dito is not about yung mga ano lang, hindi lang about sa physical community, no? Pero kasama naman siya, pero sa ngayon kasi syempre since pandemic na uso na rin yung mga online communities, right? For you, ano yung definition mo ng isang strong and engaging online community?
One word siguro would be service. Service siya. So hindi lang, kumbaga, that community serves not only the business goals, sabihin natin, or goals ng community founder, ganyan. But of course, yung needs, yung goals ng members, and ano din, it makes the members feel or realize na they are part of something bigger than themselves. Kumbaga, medyo vague yung ano ko, vague yung description ko. Pero ganun siya, parang outward siya, na since solid yung sa loob, clear yung goals ng community, hindi mapigilan na mag, parang waterfalls, parang hindi mapigilan na mag-flow downwards kung sino man yung mga nangangailangan dun sa problem, dun sa solution na binibigay ng community na yun.
Do you mean by making people realize na that they are bigger than themselves?
They are part of something bigger than themselves, yes. Mm-hmm. Ano, kasi, kumbaga, lahat, most of the time, yung mga tao is they join a community for themselves. Kumbaga, ito yung need ko, ito yung gusto ko. Diba pag, ano, like, yun, yung sinabi ko kanina, nag-join ako ng community kasi naghahanap ako ng trabaho, ganun, ng client. Yun yung start. But then, dun, pag naano mo na, na experience mo na yung value that you get from being part of that community, parang yun, nakakapag-build ka na ng relationships, ng connections, tapos you're gaining the knowledge that you need, the resources. Parang hindi mo na siya ikikip sa sarili mo, na gusto mo na siyang i-share sa ibang tao. And then dun, parang snowball effect na siya na, okay, pare-pareho tayong may goal na ganito, makatulong sa iba. So hindi na siya limited sa akin lang na ito yung needs ko, ito yung ano ko as a member. Kumbaga, magiging ano na ako, giver na ako, hindi lang ako member. Parang ganun. That's what I ano, parang
kumbaga parang as an initial reason kung bakit magjo-join is syempre, kumbaga ano eh, gusto kong matuto ng something or gusto kong mag-grow. Pero eventually while on the progress of learning, habang tumatagal, na ano ka na eh, kumbaga parang you're becoming bigger than who you are eh, or bigger than who you were. Diba?
Parang you want to create an impact na.
Yeah, di ba? Nagkakaroon ng purpose yung ano, yes, mo, yung life mo. Kasi mas naiintindihan mo yung tungkol sa sarili mo, mas naiintindihan mo yung mga gusto mo, nagiging clear ka sa path na tatahakin mo. And yun nga, eventually nagkakaroon din ng parang encouragement within the community na you also share something.
Yes.
Diba? Kasi ano eh, yun nga, nag-grow ka na rin. You want to share your journey within the people dun sa community. Ano naman, no, sir, changing the perspective naman tayo, no, from a community member to a community builder or community owner naman na perspective tayo. Ano naman yung reason kung bakit ang isang tao is magbi-build ng kanyang sariling online community?
It would depend on the person kung ano yung, kumbaga, he or she should know kung ano yung primary goal niya. But with having or building your own community, there are a lot of ano benefits. So number one is, of course, you can obtain feedback and gather ideas from your community members kung sila yung ano mo. Sila yung mga taong gusto mong tulungan, sila yung kumbaga audience na gusto mong tawag dito, makausap, ganyan. Ideation, doon ka makapag-collect ng information. And then if, for example, may own ano ka na, may own brand ka na, may audience ka na talaga na, for example, may Facebook page ka or TikTok, doon mo sila ipapasok sa community. Kasi mas mabilis mo sila makakausap. And then you can then provide support sa kanila na instead of them parang doon lang sa ano mo, sa social media account mo, doon directly makakausap mo sila, mas may close interaction kayo. And then yun, so nakapag-build ka ng ano ng one-to-one or one-to-many relationships. So, more on ano pa lang kung kumbaga nagsa-start ka. But if yun, medyo established ka na, you have already ano yung products mo or your offerings, your services, mas mabuboost mo yung ano mo, conversions, yung sales mo. It's on a business perspective naman. But overall, yung pinaka ano talaga, pinaka benefit is you can directly provide value sa members, sa audience mo when they are part of the same community or group. Kasi, kumbaga, andun na lahat eh. Andun na lahat ng kailangan nila. And you can ask them din kung what else do you need. So, mas, kumbaga, person to person siya na relationship, diba? Parang yun yung, ano, yun yung pinaka benefit talaga with community building.
Kailangan ba you already have established brand or business before creating a community?
For me, ano lang, no. Siguro kasi, kumbaga, yung iba kasi hindi pa nila alam. Di ba, kahit nga tayo, we are considering ourselves as multi-passionates. So, minsan kasi, mahirap pumili kung ano talaga yung, di ba? Mahirap pumili kung ano yung, tawag dito, ano yung gusto mong i-offer, ganyan, or kahit nga yung brand mo, parang pinifigure out mo pa siya. Pero, it would be helpful if clear na sa'yo kung ano yung personal brand mo, ano yung gusto mong i-offer. Pero hindi siya, kumbaga, necessary na, uy, dapat may ganito ka. As long as you are willing to serve, as long as you are willing to help, you can still create a community. But there will be, ano, challenges lang talaga. Kasi you need to be clear talaga. Kumbaga, if you do the clarity first, kumbaga, maging clear muna sa'yo, before ka mag-create ng community, mas madali siya. Kasi hindi na magugulo. hindi scattered yung, ano mo, yung direction mo with leading your community. Kumbaga, isang direction lang kayo. If hindi clear sa'yo, baka mag-ano din sila. Kumbaga, ano ba to? hindi siya sure kung ano yung gusto niyang, ano, i-offer or i-serve sa mga tao.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun.
You've mentioned about challenges din, no?
Mm-mm.
Ano naman yung parang magiging challenge ng isang tao when building a community? Kasi like for example, ako iniisip ko na pagbubuo ko ng sarili kong community na mag-isa. I am a graphic designer. I also want to help yung mga graphic designer na mag-build or mag-start sa kanilang freelancing career pagdating sa graphic design. Pero ang isa sa mga challenge na iisip ko or parang ano, is kaya ko ba mag-handle ng mga tao or mag-handle ng isang community na marami sila? That would be one, I think. Pero ano pa yung mga tingin mong challenges na kinakaharap din ng mga ibang mga ano rin, community builder din or community owner?
Yung pinaka nakikita ko na challenge is yung volume ng parang support na binibigay sa members. Kasi as your community grows, parang mas marami na yung post na kailangan mo i-approve or i-moderate, ganyan, or like, mas marami yung magme-message sa'yo. Dapat ano ka, mas available ka. Parang isang ano yun na, do you already have systems in place with your business, with what you do, para magkaroon ka ng extra time, more time, with, ano, building your community. Kasi hindi siya lalago ng ano lang. Kumbaga, parang tanim. Pag hindi mo, like, i-water yung tanim, hindi siya mag-grow. Kasi, they're to, di ba, yung nasabi ko kanina, magko-consume muna sila. So, you have to provide at first. And you have to maintain yung momentum. So, yun, yung time and then yung energy mo. Kasi, very ano siya, kumbaga, if introvert ka, if hindi ka like masagot, hindi ka customer service na type, hindi ka naman like nagbebenta or what, pero yung ano lang, kasi di ba they have questions, yun naman yung ano nila, na they need advice, they need your knowledge, kasi ikaw nga yung, kumbaga, you consider yourself as someone who is ano, as someone who is at a higher level than them. So, they would see you as parang, okay, parang coach or like, tatanungin ka talaga nila. So, dapat, you can reply, you can be, ano, receptive sa kanila.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun, availability.
Yeah. I think yun din yung challenge ko rin na as an introvert din, no? Na parang, even sa mga, ano, sa mga sarili kong poster, sa personal brand ko, hirap talaga rin ako makipag-engage or makipag-connect sa mga tao, especially pag hindi ko pa masyadong or lagi nakaka-connect. Personal ano to, personal na experience. Kasi ano eh, kumbaga hindi ako mahilig din talaga na makipag-usap. I mean, gusto ko makipag-usap pero hindi palagi. I mean, parang ano lang, parang deeper for different different people lang. Pero kung gagawa ako mag-isa ng isang community, mahirap for me na makipag-usap or makipag-engage. Kasi kung ako nga mismo, ano eh, na hindi masyado nakikipag-engage, pipilitin ko ba yung mga ka-community member ko na mag-engage din. Parang medyo ayun yung challenge sa akin. Pero I think, isa sa mga solution na naisip ko for that or even sa na-experience natin with the Passionate Creators community rin, no, na there are also people na kasama natin within the community na hindi lang tayo yung parang nagli-lead eh. Kasi di ba bilang isang community, ang naisip ko rin yan, hindi lang ako eh. Kumbaga, when you're in a community, hindi lang ikaw yung gumagalaw or hindi lang ikaw yung tao doon. It's kaya nga, it's a community eh. Iisa kayo eh. Iisa kayo ng hilig, iisa kayo ng gusto, iisa kayo ng parang values, di ba? Parang you're already connected with each other eh. So, kumbaga parang, if you find also people inside the community that can help you na mag-engage dun sa community, mas better, di ba?
Yes, yes.
So, kaya yun din yung ano eh, yun din yung parang, I think, one of the, anong tawag dun? Kumbaga parang, dun mo makikita, solution. Or solution na, or parang, a sign of a successful community. Di ba?
It's ano, kumbaga, it's a good problem to have.
Kasi
ibig sabihin, nag-grow yung ano mo, nag-grow yung community.
Based on your personal experience, hindi mo naman kailangan sabihin kung anong pangalan ng community, pero meron ka bang ano, meron ka bang na-experience na worse or what's your worst experience sa isang community? Kahit hindi sa sarili mo or parang na-observe mo lang.
Medyo careful naman ako with regards sa pag-interact lalo na sa ibang community.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yun, na-observe ko lang sa ibang community na may mga nakakapasok na ano, nagsiscam.
Ooh.
Parang they're there to ano, kumbaga to fish for like mga naive or like bago pa na aspiring freelancers ganyan. So parang hindi kasi sila informed na may ganun. So yun yung mahirap na ano, nangyayari sa ibang communities pag hindi na mo-moderate talaga. Hindi na tututukan yung mga pumapasok tsaka yung mga nag-i-engage. Kaya it's, yun, as you said, it's very essential talaga na may, hindi ka lang mag-isa. May ibang tao din na tutulong sa'yo with monitoring or moderating your ano, community.
Tsaka even yung filtering ng ano eh, ng pag-join ng mga members, no?
Mm-mm.
Kasi yung iba, well, okay naman sa iba na directly nakakapasok, na walang approval. Pero ang hirap niyang i-maintain, lalo na pag ano, pag hindi targeted or parang hindi talaga pumasok para dun sa purpose ng community. Kasi may mga na-join din akong ganyan na merong specific na isang group, tapos may specific din yung purpose nila. Pero minsan nakikita ko may mga nagpo-post ng mga different posts or yung mga nangi-scam nga. So hindi na siya na-manage. Parang nasisira yung purpose ng group. Tapos ang nangyayari, may mga ano nga eh, may mga nag-abandon nga ng mga admin eh. So umaalis na yung mga admin, nagpapalit na lang sila ng mga ibang admin para lang gumalaw yung group. Pero hindi na siya ano, hindi na effective or hindi na magandang tutukan or parang i-continue na mag-grow yung community.
Parang nawalan na sila ng ano, ng gana or ano.
Oo.
Yung fire nila na burnout na sila.
Mm. Tsaka parang ano ganun. Eh, 'di ba nga isa nga sa mga reason is they want to ano eh, yung mga tao they want to feel belong eh sa a certain group eh, 'di ba? Pero yun nga, kung hindi naman kumbaga parang meron kang sobrang inclusivity ba yung tawag doon? Or parang hindi mo na
inclusivity.
Oo, or parang hindi mo na masyadong nagagawa yung purpose mo within the group. Wala na, parang sayang. Pero talking about doon din sa ano no, so making people feel that they belong to a certain group. Ikaw sir, as a community builder, you help people, specifically I think sa mga business coaches na mag-build ng kanilang mga online community, 'di ba? And also make people feel that they belong. In building a community, sir, where should they start or ano yung first step na gagawin ng mga owner para makapag-create sila ng kanilang sariling online community?
Yung first step talaga is to establish yung goals mo with building that community. Kasi doon mag-start yung pag-build ng strategy mo. Kasi for example, may nagbi-build ng community lang for ano, to engage yung audience nila. Meron namang iba for their current customers or clients. Meron namang iba parang more on hobby lang siya na community. So doon magde-depend yung efforts mo. Kasi mahirap if like mag-overexert ka tapos yung ano, kumbaga hindi siya ano for you, fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Hindi lang sa ano ha, hindi lang sa sabihin natin monetary na aspect. But ano din, yun, dapat align siya with your goals. So yun, clarity with that. Yun yung ano, yung first step.
Pero after that, after you gain clarity sa purpose or ma-establish yung goals mo, paano na sila mag-move forward after that?
Next step would be ano, creating guidelines for the ano community. So gusto natin na yung community mo is it would portray yung correct and precise talaga ng branding ng personal brand mo, for example ng business mo, yung values mo as I mentioned earlier, and kung ano yung culture na gusto mong iset. So it may be yung sabihin natin yung guidelines, kumbaga onboarding nila when they join the community, yung magiging rules nyo, yung magiging activities, events, ganun. Kasi maganda na may structure para makikita din nila na okay, ganito nag-work yung community na to. Hindi sila malolost kasi guided sila.
Kumbaga parang meron silang ano rin, no? Ano yung una nilang gagawin pagpasok nila dun sa community or ano yung gagawin nila after that? Kasi may mga guides eh. Yun na rin yung nakikita ko sa ibang mga communities, they are very ano eh, parang ang tawag doon, cohesive sa paggawa na ng kanilang mga community. Kasi pagpasok pa lang ng mga community member, alam na nila kung ano yung una nilang gagawin. Alam nila yung susunod nilang pupuntahan. Diba?
Yes, yes. Parang ano siya, parang yun, parang mapa. Pero hindi sila parang paikot-ikot or parang tatambay lang sila kasi hindi nila alam yung gagawin nila sa loob.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, alam nila kung saan sila papunta, ano yung dadaanan nila, what they should expect.
Yeah.
Yung experience nila.
Pero ikaw, sir, ano yung ano? Tatanungin lang, gusto ko lang tanungin na, ano yung parang favorite or pinakagusto mong activity na ginagawa sa mga community?
Yung events talaga, yung mga webinars. Kasi dun nagkikita-kita yung mga tao eh. So hindi lang, kasi pwede naman like sa chat. Pag may events talaga, tapos medyo na ano, parang ano siya, parang weird siya for me kasi ayoko ng breakout room. Pero parang gusto ko siya. Kasi nahihiya ako kasi yun nga, introvert ako pero at the same time, after makipag-breakout room, mas na happy ako kasi nakikilala ko yung ano, kapwa ko member ng community na parang, hala, ganyan pala siya or ganito. Kasi nakikita mo sila yung profile lang nila, yung post lang nila. Iba kasi if makausap mo talaga sila ano sa Zoom, kahit sa Zoom lang. Parang doon ako na ano na, wow, ano pala, hindi beyond ano siya. Kahit Zoom lang, you have that ano, kumbaga may intimate connection na kayo. Kasi nagkausap kayo. Parang ganun, yun yung inaabangan ko.
Actually ako rin, ayoko rin ng mga breakout sessions. Pero magandang activity kasi yung mga ganun para you have the opportunity to meet other people. Diba? Kasi again, diba sa community, pag nag-join ka, people who join that community are also people like you.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Na you gain experience or you gain a relationship na nakakapag-build ka ng relationship with the other community members. And mas nakikilala mo rin yung, ayun nga, yung ibang tao. Which is maganda kasi, ano eh, you grow yourself then with the experience of other people. Eh. Pag naririnig mo silang, ano eh. Pag naririnig mo silang share ng kanila mga stories. And also, syempre, hindi lang naman breakout session yung gusto ko. Pero, the event mismo, yung pag may mga, ano, may mga pre-learning sessions.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes.
Kasi yun nga yung purpose din ng community, diba? To help you grow, eh. And, one of the, ano rin, one of the perfect activity na pwede mong gawin for the group is to have a learning session about sa kung ano yung talaga yung gusto nilang matutunan. Ano naman, sir, no? Once you've established or created your community, natulungan mo na rin yung mga community owners na makapag-start with their community, paano naman nila ma-maintain or mag-grow yung kanilang mga community?
Next thing to do for them to grow their community is to create yung management talaga, yung magiging proseso.
Mm-hmm.
Yung pag, ano, yun, yung member approval, ganyan, yung post approvals, and then yung calendar of events, yung activities. Yun na yung parang ano, yung parang regular na thing that they should maintain, kasi dapat gumagalaw talaga yung community, hindi lang during yun, if my release, may launch, ganun. Maganda if consistent siya para the community would really feel na engaged sila. Yun, so it comes with doing it if ikaw pa lang, but yun, if may ano ka na, kumbaga may nakikita kang mga members na very active sila, very very visible sila, you can tap them to become your moderators, engagers, admins, ganun. So hindi ka na mag-isa. Kumbaga if marami na yung ano mo responsibilities, it's time to delegate.
Ikaw, Star, as a community builder, or you help yung mga entrepreneurs na mag-build ng kanilang community, ano yung pinaka nagiging help mo sa kanila?
For me, yung pinaka ano talaga, best solution na mabibigay ko is more of the ano, kumbaga overall strategy. Kumbaga yung pinaka pagpa-plan out ng magiging experience within their community. Kasi kumbaga they can, like for example, yung pag-engage, yung pag-approve, kahit sino pwede gawin yan. they can learn it, search it somewhere sa Facebook, ano. But yung paggawa talaga ng integrated na strategy na it's aligned with their business goals, their social media goals, yung ano nila within the community. Kumbaga connected siya. Yun yung ano, yun yung, that's what I help course creators, business coaches with. Because I think yung dun sa strategy talaga nag-start lahat ng tactics, lahat ng activities na gagawin within that community.
So guys, if you're listening, if you want to ano, if you want to build your own community, you can contact Sar, and later sasabihin ni Sar kung saan siya pwedeng makita at makausap.
Sure,
pero
sure.
Sar, no, as ano rin, no, as a creative person din. Naniniwala ka ba na creative ka, Sar?
Naniniwala na ako ngayon. Dati hindi. Dati hindi.
Bakit hindi dati?
Marunong ako ng slight mag-drawing, pero hindi ko kino-consider yung self sa akin na hindi ko kino-consider yung sarili ko na magaling. Na kumbaga, for example, graphic design, marunong ako ng makikita ko if okay yung ano ko, yung gawa ko, pero like yung iba yung level, kumbaga iba yung standard ko sa creative kapag ganito. Ako kasi I considered myself before na marunong lang, ganun lang, hindi creative.
Pero again, bilang isang creative, hindi lang naman siya hindi lang naman siya limited to drawing or arts, no? Kasi pinag-uusapan nga natin about community building, you're creating something. Pero that's kumbaga parang yung definition ko ng being creative. So, Sar, naniniwala ka na ngayon na creative ka, you're a creative person, no? You also experience yung mga creative blocks, or even kung creating a community, medyo syempre hindi naman laging marami kang naiisip ng mga strategy for that.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag nagkakaroon ka ng mga creative blocks, how do you handle it, or how do you unleash your creativity pag nagkakaroon ng mga creative blocks?
So, yun, I consider myself as a creative thinker. So, more on like yun, thinking yung ginagawa ko. When I face creative block, parang ano siya? Parang ang daming bagay, ang daming mga things sa utak ko na nagka-cloud sa akin. Like, ganun siya, na parang, for example, distractions, parang disorganized yung thoughts ko, ganun. Hindi ko makita kung ano talaga yung ano, yung gusto kong output. So, yun yung na-face ko na creative block. So, from that, yung ginagawa ko is I try as much as I can to pause, to stop muna, na parang, okay, ito yung, kumbaga, ina-acknowledge ko na I'm experiencing that creative block. And then, what I do is write everything, write my thoughts, dinadump ko siya sa papel. Kasi, kumbaga, kailangan ko siyang ilabas para yung block, kumbaga, hindi na ma-block yung utak ko. And then, after that, bumabalik ako kung bakit ko ginagawa yung dapat kong gawin. Like, for example, creating a strategy. Ano yung pinaka-goal ko? Or kahit nga ano, like for example, graphic design, ganun. Why do I have to create that certain strategy or asset in the first place? And then, kung ano, kung after maano ko na siya, ma-remember ko siya. Pag ano, after no, nag-consume naman na ako. Parang, ine-empty ko muna yung utak ko with other things. Tapos, nagtatry ako slowly consuming inspiration man yan. Like, for example, books or other works of ano or of art or other sabi natin other communities then kumbaga tinitingnan ko how they do things parang ganun ako na empty muna and then fill up ulit tapos doon ako mag-create.
Lagi ko nung sinasabi sa mga guests din eh na para magkaroon ka ng output you have to have an input. Parang pinapasukan mo muna yung sarili mo ng input para magkaroon ka ng ma-release yung mga creative juices. Sir, we're nearing to the end of the podcast, no? And I want to talk about advice, pero advice mo para sa sarili mo. Mahilig ka ba mag-time travel?
Actually, sa ano lang? sa pagsusulat.
Sa pagsusulat lang. Pero, if you're given a chance na to go back in time and ma-meet mo yung sarili mo, what year would it be and what advice would you give your younger self? Kahit sa ang topic ito, kung sa community building or sa pagiging freelancing or in life.
Kakausapin ko si 21-year-old Sarah. Mm-hmm. Kasi na-experience ko na young adult pa lang ako. Feeling ko nagka-quarter life crisis na ako. Parang ganun. So, gusto kong sabihin sa kanya na Sarah, stop comparing yourself to other people, to their journey, to their success. Kasi you have your own strengths. You can carve your own path towards your own definition of success. Kasi yung success, it depends on you, on the person. Hindi siya kumbaga what social media portrays or what society says, ganun. You should find your own definition and carve your path towards it. And be kinder to yourself. Wag kang masyadong critical. Kumbaga, enjoy mo lang yung buhay. And one way to enjoy it is by being part of a community of people that inspires you, motivates you, encourages you. And do the same to the people you meet, offline man yan or online. So yun, laban lang.
So that's a great way to end the episode. Where can people find you online?
Guys, you can find me on IG and IG, Twitter, and Facebook at Sari Alejandres. And then sa TikTok naman, sari.alejandres. So yun.
So ilalagay natin dyan yung mga links ni Sar sa ating description. And if you want to build your own community and you need help, guys, you can contact si Sar. Napakagaling niya na mag-build ng community. And yun, thank you, sir, for helping us dun sa Passionate Creators din also.
You've heard a lot about Passionate Creators community from our conversation. So right now, I'd like to invite you to join our Facebook group. So just search Passionate Creators community. So if you're someone who doesn't know kung ano yung dapat mong gawin in life kasi ang dami mong gustong gawin or you think na hindi ka enough or alone ka with where you are in life right now, you can join us kasi na-feel din namin yan before. And it's really amazing to be part of such a unique community. Kumbaga, hindi mo makukompare yung Passionate Creators community sa ibang community. So just this, just join us and discover it yourself. So yun.
Wow, thank you so much, Sar. I have one final question sa'yo, Sar. Aside from being a community builder or social media manager, what skill do you wish you were proficient in and why?
Siguro yung ngayon, video editing. Kasi ang dami kong videos, nagre-record ako pero hindi ko siya ina-upload kasi yun, parang feeling ko matrabaho yung pag-edit or hindi ko siya kaya. So if dati pa lang nilearn ko siya, pinanindigan ko siya, I think magagamit ko siya especially now.
So thank you so much, Sar. I appreciate your time being here, being my guest, and it's a pleasure to talk about community building and about creativity.
Thank you, lad.
It's great having you on the podcast, Sar. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in, and if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on other major platforms. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.